Joe Nguyen doesn't look like your typical lawmaker. He's the first Vietnamese member in the Senate, and at 35, he's one of the youngest.
People are realizing that I'm a senator and not a staffer, but you'd be surprised at how many times people are like, wait, who do you work for? I'm like, oh, I work for the people of the 34th. Who do you work for? Because I'm the senator.
The first time people mistook him for staff, Nguyen says he felt bad, like he should change the way he is.
And after a while, I was like, nope, I'm not going to change the way that I am. I think they need to understand that what it looks like and what it means to be a senator is very different than what it was before.
Part of that comes with bringing a 21st century approach to lawmaking. Nguyen has a no paper sign posted onto his Senate desk. He tracks policy on his phone, checks email with data visualization software, schedules with the help of a virtual assistant. Nguyen says this efficiency frees up more time to meet constituents and draft policy.
So my goal is, how do we use technology to really focus on what's important, which is human capital?
Later, at a reception in the Lieutenant Governor's office, we get a sense of how Nguyen is changing the demographics in the legislature. Lining the walls are portraits of past office holders. Save for one, they're all older white men. It's a sharp contrast to the legislature Nguyen is now a part of and the path he took to get here. In 1980, Nguyen's mother and dozens of family members fled Vietnam in a small wooden raft. They ran out of food and water before being rescued by the Navy. Nguyen's mom nods her head while he tells the story of how she became a refugee.
Similar to a lot of the folks at the borders where they were leaving to the United States, because of the hardship that they were facing back in Vietnam, it was safer for them to leave on open ocean and go to the United States even without a sponsor, just because they felt that that was a safer route than staying in Vietnam.
Nguyen gets a tap on his shoulder. He's late to a caucus meeting. After that, he has to head to the Senate floor to be sworn in. We pack into a small elevator.
Oh, how are you?
We're going to go up. All right.
Joe, the youngest member of the Senate, steps next to Senator Karen Kaiser, the senior-most Democrat in the chamber at 23 years.
We're neighbors.
We represent
the next-door district to him, so we're going to be working together a lot.
We exit at the next floor onto the Republican wing in the Senate.
I guarantee you none of them know who I am.
Yeah, what plans do you have to work with the other party?
I've already been reaching out to a lot of folks in their caucus, just because there's a lot in common that we want to tackle in terms of homelessness, affordability, and healthcare costs and whatnot. So I'm actually pretty excited to work with them because I think we'll be pretty shocked at how effective we'll be to work with both parties, because the national level is much more divisive than it is on the state level. Senator Schessler.
We run into Mark Schessler, who leads the Republican minority in the chamber.
I'm Joe Nguyen. Nice to meet you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I called you after the election.
Yes.
Cutting up a whole hog or whatever you were doing.
We were ultimate politics, making sausage.
Schessler, an Eastern Washington farmer, is talking about a family tradition of roasting a whole pig. Nguyen says bye and heads into a conference room with other Democrats. Meanwhile, people fill the galleries and aides hurry through the wings. When he comes out 20 minutes later, the place is packed.
We're about to go on and get sworn in.
The gravity of becoming a lawmaker as a person of color starts to set in.
We don't have the luxury of a narrative, right? So when you're the first person doing something, you are the first impression. And we have to be a positive impression so that way future generations can be successful as well.
He heads on to the floor. Order is called. After some time, Nguyen gets called up.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me.
And then...
Ladies and gentlemen, Senator Joe Nguyen.
I'm Max Wasserman in Olympia.